Hello.
Oh, hi, Johnny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing good. I understand that you were going through the client interview and you had some more questions and you wanted to talk to me again.
So I know that I was telling you earlier and all of this stuff's new to me and I was kind of confused. And
yes.
So I have a guy who's my media guy, is a really close friend of mine.
Okay.
And I told him about, you know, what we had talked about. And then when I told him, he said, so he just wanted to kind of give some more insight of exactly what it is that I'm paying for that you guys are doing. Because I apologize, ma'am.
I want you to be comfortable.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, no. I understand. Do you want to bring the media guy on now or do you want me to call him?
It's funny you called. I'm in the car with him, so.
Oh, good.
So,
okay, right. Well, I'm happy that I called right now then. Okay, good. So what is your media guy's name?
His name's Manny.
Hey there.
Manny. Hi, Manny. It's Tina. Nice to meet you.
Tina, nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, thanks. So being that you're the media guy, are you the one that built the website?
So the website's in the process of being built. You know, we're working on a lot of things. There's a lot of lorem ipsum and text and stuff on there right now, so... We're in
yes.
the process of getting things set up.
Yes. I noticed that after I got off the phone with Johnny earlier, I noticed that as I scrolled through the site, at the bottom it said there was some emergency roadside assistance services available, and it kind of confused
yeah.
me because it wasn't consistent
yeah.
with anything else on the site, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still working on getting a logo finalized and things like that. It's a very new startup business.
Okay. So what we do in a nutshell is we'll attach the website to all the listings, and then we'll optimize the listings to show on the first page of the search results. So now the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you guys business. Okay?
Say that one more time. I think I cut out there for a sec.
Yeah, no problem. So we'll attach the website that you've been working on to all the listings and then
sure.
optimize the listings to show on the first page of the search results. So now the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you guys clients. Because if not,
so
you know.
You're talking about the local citations.
Yeah, I'm talking about local SEO services. So in order for a business to get on the first page, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we did today. Secondly, you have to have the off-site SEO services, which means we don't touch the website in any way, shape, or form. But what we do is we optimize the listing. So in addition to trusted citations, which definitely is a factor, what we do is the content creation, manual submissions, indexing, backlinks. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming involved in order to get a business ranked on the first page. Now,
yep.
Have you been doing SEO services in the past, like through websites? Because that's called on-site SEO.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
there's on-site, there's the off-site as far as building links is the main contributor to building the authority of the website. And that's how Google sees the website as an authority and starts building those rankings for specific keywords. But if there's no content, well, as it relates to the citations, the local citations, yes, that can help get the local business on there. But like, as it relates to the map listings and such, which really make the difference unless you're ranking for specific keywords. So my question was to the other gentleman, like what's your process exactly for your claim to build the rankings? And what you're saying is it's those local citations.
It's part of it, but that's not the entire, you know, it's all done in the programming, right? And I'm not talking about programming to the website because you know the difference, and it's refreshing to talk to someone like you, Manny, because you know the difference. So, Yeah, the on-site is when you go in, you tinker around with the site, and you put in meta tags and phrases and blogs in hopes that it gets higher ranking,
yep.
Right?
Title tags, H1s, H2s, all that, yep.
You got it, exactly, exactly. So the off-site SEO, we're optimizing the listings, doing content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, and the trusted citations. So this is the other side of the coin. Yeah, and it's so beneficial because a lot of people, they hire us simply for the fact that, and you know, sometimes we come across the SEO gurus that say, hey, I could do this programming myself, you know, but when they calculate out the price point, you know, which I think for what, you know, Johnny's paying, it's like $6 a day. They say, hey, I'm going to be spending a lot more money in my time spent to be sitting there in an office reprogramming and doing content creation.
Oh,
and,
sure. The plumber has leaky pipes, right? Like that's kind of what happens when you want to work on the business, not in the business as an owner. But
that's exactly
that makes
right.
Sense. But when you say content creation, that's in regard to what you're placing on the listings, not the content creation that goes on the site, the on-site SEO.
Correct, on the listings, because we have the ability to upload on the Google page a logo once you get it, pictures, examples of services. Johnny can send us as they come in, you know, before and after photos, or anything that we can showcase that he's a trusted business in the community, because what that will do is it will give a potential client that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring him even prior to picking up the phone and calling him. Because, yes, we focus on the exposure, you know, making sure that Be Good Spouting LLC is found, you know, by a potential client at when they're looking, because Google calls that a micro moment, right? But the second thing we want to do is make sure that that potential client is very comfortable in hiring him. So that's where we put that content up on the listings. Now, on the local map section of Google, which you know, it's the only section online where a client or a potential client can see at first glance. The business name, the website is linked, the phone number is up there on a click-to-call feature, and reviews are posted as they start coming in. And all of that also helps with credibility and helps him get a higher conversion. You know what I mean?
Sure. So the way that it was explained to me was that there was a claim made that a spot had opened up Google.
Correct.
So to be ranking.
Yes. So let me clarify, because we're a premier partner to Google. What?
I don't think it was you who told me that. It was the lady before you.
Yes, but that is true. But when we say there's a spot that became available, it's a spot that became available within our company to program you on the first page of Google. So we only work with one company per category, per area, to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls, right?
Sure. No, it's the competition thing. You don't want to start harboring your results for a specific client. That makes much more sense. When he told me that, I'm like, hold on. I'm like, hey, Johnny, like, that's not how Google works. Like, spots don't just open up so you can all of a sudden begin ranking in the top 10 positions. Google, like, that's not how it works.
That's exactly right. It's not like we control the spot, right? It's because we have a position that became available within our company, so now we have availability to fill that positioning with another company of the same industry in the same area, right? So now that Johnny has taken advantage of it, we wouldn't go out and sell this to anyone else in the area that does his services, because if we did, as you recognize, that would be counterproductive. It would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item, right? It just wouldn't make sense.
Do you guys have any non-competes or anything like that that you do, like for like contracts to sign or anything like that, or no?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Do you mean, is he bound by like an annual subscription or something like that, or?
No, so non-compete is like just a contract stating that you won't work with any other businesses that are in the same industry servicing the same area.
Yep, okay. That's actually right on our website. So I know I sent this to Johnny before, but I can also send it to your phone. I can send you a link to our pricing page. Yeah, if you go to localsplash.com/pricing, that will show you our Google partnership badge, and that there's a premier banner at the left, which is an elite status. There is only a handful of companies that have a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And what that means is that Google hand selected us to, you know, have a support staff on site at Google. And then at the bottom of that page, if you go all the way down, you'll see a section that says quick links. In the terms and conditions, when you click on that, you'll see that we only work with one company per category per area. That's in section 6 of the terms and conditions. Okay. So, yeah, so we always put that in writing because, again, that's where our secret sauce is, so to speak, and that's why we have serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. Because keep in mind this one thing, Manny, he's on a month-to-month subscription, which we do that very intentionally because we're a performance-based company, right?
Sure.
So we allow him, you know, to try the program, track the results that he's getting, and pay as you go. You know, if he's ever not happy, he calls in and cancels. There's never a cancellation fee. But like I told him earlier several times, I know that once he sees how well this is going to work for his business, he's never going to cancel because he's absolutely going to love it and it'll be profitable. And I know he'll even be with us next year at this time. You know, but also we do that month-to-month programming because it's very comforting for a business owner to know that they have that option, you know?
Yeah. No, totally understand. I appreciate you walking me through the process there.
Of course.
And what the value proposition is. I appreciate it. I don't
have any more questions.
Thank you so much, Tina. I truly appreciate all you've done. You're really good at what you do.
I have a lot of passion for this program. I really do. So thank you for that. That's a nice compliment, Johnny.
Yeah, no, I can tell that. Like I said, I'm just worried. I'm trying to cross all my T's and dot all my I's, and that's all. So I thank you for walking us through that. And, yes, I hope that next year we can have this conversation and laugh about it.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. You will. You just have to give it the time to come to full fruition. Now, Manny, I have one question for you. Had you started the Google verification process yet or no for Johnny? You just worked on the website?
I have not started that. Is that something you guys do?
Yes. That's why I'm asking because if you had started creating the Google business page, even if it wasn't verified yet, we would have you add us as a manager to it so that we don't create a duplicate because a duplicate would only hurt the rankings, right? So
sure.
That's actually good that you didn't
start
that process.
You didn't start doing any of that, Johnny?
I did start a Google Ads, but I didn't do a Google.
Like Google My Business Profile, you didn't start doing a Google My Business Profile.
Okay.
Let us confirm that before starting to work on that specific thing.
Yeah. So Johnny, you did Google pay-per-click ads. Is that what you're saying? Like the paid ads?
I believe I signed up for that. I'm going to have to check in my emails when I get off the phone for you. Exactly. All of these Angie leads, ads, lists, it's like they're all starting to run together with me, so.
Oh, yeah. Angie's doesn't do any type of Google programming or anything like that, so you're good there. That wouldn't conflict with this. But business.google.com, if you remember going there and you can check when you get home, you can go to the top and try to click sign in. and plug in your email and your password. If it doesn't let you sign in, then that's good. Then we'll create the page fresh for you. If it does let you sign in, then I'll just send you another email that says, important, please add Local/ as a manager. And you would just go in once you're logged in and you would add us as a manager, right? So I don't think you've started that process because I don't see that. My technicians haven't found one out there yet that has been started, but it's always good to double check, you know. Also, an email already went out to you, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So what that means is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to, you know, confirm with Google that you're a valid business in the area. So there are 7 suggestions on that email. You don't have to send in all 7, but just send in whatever you can, because once you get that PIN code and we have a couple of pictures to submit to Google, now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business and we can actually publish them. Okay? So you'll see that on the email. It'll say if you have a business license, if you have a business card, an invoice with your address on it. If you don't have any of that, a work vehicle with a license plate or pictures of your tools or equipment. So like I said, you don't have to worry about sending every single bullet point, but just send over whatever you can. Okay? And then I know now that since you know, we're at the end of our business day, I'd have to reschedule the client interview for Monday anyway. So what time do you think would work best on Monday? Maybe morning or afternoon, and then I can tell you what's open.
Can we do Monday around lunch, possibly?
Let me see if that's open. Give me a second here. I have to go into their calendar, so... Monday's the 11th, and then around lunchtime, I have 11 or 12. One is booked out. If that doesn't work, we could do 2.
Okay, that works.
2 or 12?
Let's shoot for 12, but if that doesn't work, 2 would be fine. Any time after that.
I'll book out the hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Eastern for Monday, and then that way they'll call you within that hour, and then if anything changes or you need to push it back, you have my extension still, right? You can call me and I can schedule it? You do. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Nice meeting you, Manny, and for both of you, have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Tina. I greatly appreciate it.
I greatly appreciate both of you guys as well. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye.